Avatar's workshop. You can't be serious, Wrong Half. The North Pole's hundreds of miles away. I have a broken leg.
Well, Crystal, maybe if you were the Centaur tribe's chosen boy to deliver all these letters to Santor like me, you'd understand. Now hop inside your bag of holding for warmth. It's freezing out here. I'll pull you out once I make it to Santor.
Fine. Wait, how are you going to pull me out without hands?
Is this her, little helper?
Yep, that's the one, Santor, thanks!
Where am I?
Why, you're in the nurse's office of my workshop, of course.
Workshop?
I told you I'd make it, Crystal, I told you!
So you're...
Indeed, I am Santor, the jolly Christmas wizard.
It's nice to meet you, Mr. Santor, sir. Ow, ow, ow! That's right! Broken leg!
Worry not, friend. I, Santor, shall heal your ailment with the magic of modern medicine. Aha! Here's my handy-dandy first aid kit. Now hold on. I'll have you patched up right quick.
Why can't you heal my leg with magic? Aren't you a wizard or something?
Unfortunately, as a Christmas wizard specifically, my powers only work during a 30-hour window that starts at 12:01 a.m. on Christmas Eve and lasts until 6 a.m. on Christmas Day. So, being that it's May right now, the best I can do for you is reset the bone and put a cast on you.
Wonderful. Ooh.
Your friend Wrong Half here tells me that you're an up-and-coming wizard, and that you've managed to get your hands on a crystal apple.
Oh, this? Yeah, not to brag or nothing, but I did just obliterate an entire family of subterranean yetis before we came here.
And I helped!
So, the Wrong Half fellow's claims are true. It would be wise to keep that MacGuffin closely guarded. There are innumerable naughty ne'er-do-wells out there who would do anything to snatch such a valuable gemerald for themselves. And there you are, kid. That cast should hold well enough until you can find yourself a healer.
Thank you, Santor.
Yes, I am Santor. And as such, I shall bestow upon you this.
Wow. What is it?
That right there is a genuine magical jingle bell.
Is it supposed to sound all shitty like that?
Well, you don't have to be an asshole about it. No, like all my mighty Christmas magic, the bell only works on Christmas Eve, too. But here's the fun part. If you have holiday cheer in your heart, give that bell a good hard jingle on Christmas Eve specifically, and I shall hear its chime and come to your aid. It even works across dimensions.
Talk about situationally useful. I'll cherish it always.
Now, what do you say we head over to the hot chocolate nook? I'll treat you both to all the hot chocolate you can drink.
Oh boy, hot chocolate! It was beginning to look a lot like Christmas in the Demon Realm city of Hecopolis. That dark, brutalist skyline of concrete monoliths and jagged angles, backlit by a perpetual inferno which set the horizon line ablaze. Specks of ashen soot fluttered in the breeze, blanketed the rooftops, awnings, and streets in a fine black powder. Demon folk of all kinds screeched and clambered about in hot pursuit of some last-minute deal. Whimsically dressed in bedazzled pea coats and feathered hats, enraptured in the strident revelry of the only god any mother-loving demon would ever acknowledge. The economy. Anyway, the hustle and bustle proceeded accordingly as the camera panned and zoomed toward a nondescript window two stories up. And there sat Scarletta J. Questman, her ivory-skinned, fire-hardened countenance framed by her long, curly auburn locks. Though her listless, ponderous expression quickly contorted into a revolted grimace as she pulled out a crossbow and aimed it straight at you, dear listener.
Hey! I thought I told you cock-sucking cameraman to get the goddamn off my jock.
Honey, I'm home.
Into the scene staggered Chris Stahl Everfall, a short, slim elf girl with a chestnut-shaped, almond-toned face, bright emerald green eyes, and silky, silvery rainbow hair, all of which was obscured entirely by the mountainous pile of shopping bags she held pressed to her chest.
Oh, hey, babe. Let me help you out with those. What'd you get?
Just some, holiday essentials. Odds and ends, you know.
My fucking life. A light-up corndog carousel is an essential. And what's this?
A margarita maker?
A margarita maker. That's actually pretty neat, I'm not gonna lie. But doesn't all the rest of it seem like a bit overkill? Like, how much did you spend on all of this?
That's the thing, Scar. The deal's going on right now. All the deals. We're talking 69% off the corndog thingy. We're talking 88% off the margarita doohickey. And my favorite deal of them all? Buy none, get one free. If you can run fast enough, that is.
So this stuff is stolen, then? How thrifty.
Well, you know what they say. When in heck, do as the demons do. And those little freaks and geeks look like they're having a pretty good time down there.
Crystal, I know you mean well, and I'm sorry, but I'm not really feeling up to any celebrating this year.
Come on, babe. I know the situation isn't ideal, but we can still make the most of it together. Scar, what's wrong? What's on your mind?
I can't.
Right. Dead parents. Look, I can tell you want to be alone right now, but I want you to know I'm here for you, babe. Despite everything, we're still alive and we're here together. That rat bastard Azataz can never take that away from us.
Thank you.
Now, if you need me for anything, just holler. I'll be right over yonder wrapping up all those stolen presents.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Ladies and folks, my name is Sergeant Chet Thunderhoof, coming at you live from the streets of New Ork City for Clark Dickey's Rockin' Xmas Eve. We're back with a jingle and a jangle, and let me tell you people, we've got plenty of Christmas cheer to go around tonight. All our favorite artists are lined up and ready to light up the stage with their chart-topping, least common denominator hits. We've got Macaroon 5, we've got Taylor Swift Feather, we've got Wizard Khalifa, and more! Oh my fucking god! Is that who I think it is? It is!
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Ladies and folks, give it up for the big jolly friend himself, motherfucking Santor!
Thank you. I'd love to stay and chat, but I've got like 10 billion presents to deliver to all the good little boys and girls on the planet. But before I go, I'd just like to say, rest in power, Clark Dickey. It was a real bro. And I thank you, Chet, for carrying on the rockin' Xmas Eve tradition in his stead. Good night, New York. Santa, away!
Santor the Jolly, everybody! What a guy! And now, ladies and gentlemen, we've kept you waiting long enough. Grab your hot cocoa, cozy up by the fireplace, and give a warm holiday welcome to Macaroon 5!
What the heckopolis, Crystal? I was watching that!
Hey, Star? You know how we've been stuck in this shitty demon apartment in the demon realm together for, like, half a year?
It's been 9 months for me, but yeah, your point?
What if I told you we can get all up out of this lich tonight?
Oh, really? Do expound, my lady.
I present to you our ticket back home to Yergsland.
A broken bell? What good would that do?
Babe, it won't work with you moping like this. We gotta boost your Christmas spirit, stat.
Crystal, can't you see that all I want for Christmas is to sit here, be nonverbal, and watch Clark Dickey's Rockin' Christmas Eve, hosted by Sergeant Chet Thunderhoof? Why are you doing this?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but the gist is that on Christmas Eve specifically, this jingle bell has the power to summon Santar here, and we can hitch a ride with him back home to Yergsland, but only if we have enough Christmas cheer in our hearts.
Shit, babe, why didn't you start with that? I'm in.
That's the spirit, Scar. Now, what do you say we get cracking on these here presents?
You mean the stolen appliances? You know we can't keep any of this stuff, right?
Not everything was stolen. In fact, I've got something really special here, just for you.
You're giving me your golden gauntlets of 10x strength?
They suit you better than me anyway.
Thanks, babe.
Go on, try them on.
They fit like a glove. I feel so powerful. You're not seriously giving me these to keep, are you?
Well, of course I am.
No, I can't accept these. I didn't even get you anything.
Yeah, you did. See? This box says, "To Crystal, love, Scarletta." Aww. Open it up and a margarita maker. Oh, Scar, you shouldn't have.
Well, I didn't, but you're welcome.
Why don't you fire that thing up and get some margs going, babe? I have one more thing to show you.
Wow, that's crazy good. Crystal, what are you doing with that ukulele?
I don't want a lot for Christmas. Just one thing I need. Don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I don't need to hang my stocking there upon the fireplace. Santa will make me happy with a toy on Christmas Day. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you. Ooh, baby.
Oh, babe.
And now,
and lo, there he stood. Just like a bat out of hell too, back into hell, Santor the Jolly himself had just exploded through the wall, with his four-legged horse half down below, and rosy cheeks, white beard, and chiseled 69-pack abs up top.
Sorry about the wall. There wasn't any chimney up in this joint.
Big S, my dude! So good to see you again.
Wow, it's really him. Santor, you want a marg?
No, thank you, but I'll take some cookies and milk if you've got it.
Coming right up.
Thank you. So, what are you doing down here in this dang old demon realm?
Well, Azataz the Wise banished us here over some real petty nonsense.
Azataz the Wise. I've placed that name at the top of my naughty list for the past 6,919 years in a row.
Mr. Santor, we don't have any cookies made, but if you want, you can have this raw tub of cookie dough instead.
Cookie tartar, my favorite! Oh, yeah. It's very good. So, what can I do for you on this fine Christmas Eve?
You think you could give us a ride back home to Yergsland?
That's all? Shit, I've got you covered. But first, I gots to deliver like 10 billion presents to all the good demon children of Hecopolis, and I could really use the extra help.
Okay, bet.
Alrighty then, it's a deal. Grab your shit, get all up in this sleigh, and buckle your fuckles, buckaroo, cause we're about to bust a wild ride out of here.
Santor zoomed into the starless, inky black sky above, his candy cane striped wooden sleigh following close behind. As Crystal and Scarletta each, ready to slingshot, pulled a present from the bag of holding betwixt them, and I tell you what, they delivered the absolute fucking fuck out of those presents. The trio were but a zigzagging series of streaks in the sky, a laser light show the likes of which should not be observed by those who are susceptible to photosensitive epilepsy. Gifts of all shapes and sizes pelted that realm from above as they flew through the air at nearly 12% the speed of light, launching presents overboard, down into chimneys and shattering through windows. For such seasoned marksmen as Chris Saul and Scarletta, a fairly simple and surprisingly cathartic process which lasted all of 17 minutes. Somewhere off in the surrounding burrows, a demon child watched all this going down through some demon binoculars, and he was like,
"Oh, fuck!"
As a present came hurtling straight toward his window at Mach 47 and killed him instantly. Ball of pure Christmas spirit blasted out from Santor's palms and formed into a big pine tree shaped portal through which the trio absconded from that realm and into another. Clean, crisp night air tickled their taste buds for the first time in ages. Snow, actual snow, none of that volcanic ash bullshit, blanketed the ground and the tree line below. Colorful lights of eldritch origin bespeckled across every hut and hovel in the land. Stars twinkled and shone above, guiding the sleigh better than any red-nosed pencil dick named Rudolph ever could. And the women sat flabbergasted, shocked, and elated, their eyes welling up with pure droplets of emotion at the sight of greens, blues, and yellows, the bright primary colors which had been all but banished from that demon realm, but now were in full display.
Welcome home, ladies. Oh, and by the way, I got you these.
Santor pulled out two more wrapped boxes from the bag and handed one to each of them. For Crystal, a candy cane-striped magic wand that glowed with a faint, pine-green aura.
Thank you, Santor. But I lost my powers. My crystal apple got stolen.
I told you to be careful with that shit! Ho, ho, ho!
And for Scarletta, a Gatling crossbow, complete with a scope lens attachment and a magically refilling rotating arrow chamber.
Ah, sweet! Thanks, Santor. This rips.
And, while I've got you two here, would you care to help me deliver, like, 10 billion more presents real quick?
Finn.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.